Our talk topic today is milestone moments in sport, Michael. Mm. On the back of Cameron Smith becoming the first player to rack up 2,500 points with that winning goal against the Dragons on earlier this round, when it, Storm winning 16-14. And, of course, next weekend against the Sharks, he'll bring up his 400th NRL game. Remarkable player.
Remarkable, remarkable. And he'll be celebrated rightly throughout the week. And 400 games for a guy that plays in the middle of the field, regularly makes 40 tackles, plays 80 minutes most weeks.
Mm.
What an effort.
Yeah. An immortal in waiting, isn't he? Surely.
100%. And the most capped Origin player of all time, the second most capped Kangaroo. It's a lot of football at the highest level.
Some say the greatest ever play of the game. You can certainly mount a case on the stats alone. I wonder what Zorba thinks. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Pete, good morning. And whatever you think about Cameron Smith, he's been a remarkable player for the best part of two decades. And Michael thinks even his last 18 months he's played as well as ever, Zorb.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Michael. Yeah, Cameron Smith is certainly one of the greatest, and if not the greatest. And his record just continues and looks like he might, you know, see out about 440 games by the time he's over, well over 500. When you bring in rep games and State of Origin and the like. And I don't think we're ever going to see a player reach those milestones, certainly not in my lifetime, certainly maybe not in yours.
I've got a long life, hopefully not that.
You might see it happen again, Michael.
So there's an interesting story by David Riccio in the Sunday Telegraph today, quoting Paul Vorden, who says Tom Trbojevic can join the likes of Bob Fulton and some of the Manly greats by the time he finishes his career. Where do you see, predicting the future, where do you see Tom Trbojevic ending up?
Oh, he's a wonderful player. But at the moment, he's still behind Bozo and still behind Wombat Edie in my books. He's got to be a little bit more consistent. He's had issues with injuries, which have held him back a little bit. But yeah, he's got the potential to get where Fatty is suggesting. But for mine, Bozo remains the greatest. I played with him. I've seen all the greats in the club play, and he's still ahead of the rest of them in my book.
I remember Bozo as a kid, Michael, and he just had an aura about him. And I was living out at Penrith, Pete, and when Manly came out, they had that star-studded team, 73, 74, just internationals everywhere. But there was one player who just stood out like a beacon, and it was Bob Fulton.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm probably I'm certainly lucky that I played junior football with Bose down in Wollongong, and we came to Sydney around about the right time for me and for him, and he was a couple of years earlier than me, and then we got to play together in a winning grand final side. I haven't seen anyone better, and at Manly, and he's one of the original immortals, of course, with Clive Churchill, Reg Gasnier and Johnny Raper. That was thoroughly deserved. And he stood the test of time. But, you know, I certainly couldn't knock anything that Tom Trbojevic does on or off the field.
Wednesday night, Zorb, what do you think of the side Brad Fittler's ended up with?
Well, I think Freddie, he's shown us to be a bit of a gambler in his short period as New South Wales coach. He didn't gamble very well when he's coaching the Roosters, where he had a terrible record of mid 40%. This time around, he's ended up with his number one prop, even though he didn't pick him. He's ended up with probably the form halfback, even though he didn't pick him. And I think both those players will play big parts in what should be a good New South Wales win on Wednesday night to wrap the series up and put us back where we belong in Origin football. It's been a long time coming. He did it last year, and maybe go back to back. It'll be great. I'm looking forward to the game, but I think there's been some issues in selections in the lead up to this Origin game that really have stunned everybody, and I presume it stunned you guys as well. I fear for Kevvy Walters here. I think he's done himself out of a crack in the NRL with his performance as coach of Queensland this time around. His non-mentioning of the name of his opposition, his idea to have an extra voice guiding his side, it's bordering on childlike. Already calls for Wayne Bennett maybe to come back next season. The drums are beating that. Bennett saying he'd only do it if Kevy stood down. Well, I can't see Kevy standing down from the only job that he's got at the moment, along with his broadcasting. Now, it's a big match in a lot of ways and for a lot of individuals.
I'm with you, Zorb. The whole failing to mention New South Wales or the opposition players, it's just madness. It's absolute madness. We saw an interview with Kalen Ponga after the game after Origin 2, and he couldn't mention Tom Trbojevic. Tom Trbojevic just carved him up, and he refused to mention. Darren Lockyer looked at him and just was like, mate, what is doing? But you mentioned Kevy Walters. He's in line for the Gold Coast job. They're going to wrap up their review. Mal Meninga is going to wrap up his review by the end of next week, and the talk is that he may end up at the Titans. Do you think he might have done himself no favours with the way he's carried on?
Absolutely. And if they lose on Wednesday night, which I think they will, then you know, that's another notch in his belt that he can't use. I don't like this Queensland side. I don't think they've got much punch on the interchange. I don't think Mbai, Christian Welsh, Glasby and Fafita are going to give the impetus off the bench that the New South Wales Blues are going to get, particularly from Wade Graham. I don't think Clemmer will start on the bench. I think he'll start the game, and I think we'll see Saifidi go back to the bench. I mean, Clemmer's tried and tested in the Origin Arena. He was the best player for New South Wales in the first half of the first game. And I think there's a few question marks in the Queensland side. Michael Morgan has been way below par in the series so far. I don't think he's a centre. Corey Norman is a gamble. He's rocks or diamonds. I can see him having some issues in Origin. I think Josh Maguire is probably past his best. He can't afford to step out of line in this game. There is a judiciary waiting for him to make another mistake. And I think that'll play on his mind a little bit in this game. No, Blues to win. Surprised that the referees have been reappointed for it after their terrible display last weekend in Auckland. And Graham Annesley, well, he promised a lot when he became the minister for everything in the NRL. And every week he highlights the refereeing errors, and there have been plenty lately, but he's done nothing about it. I mean, it's the same old, same old. The Origin refs, as I said, for Wednesday, they were awful last week. What about Newcastle last night?
I was going to ask
in that game between the Knights and the Warriors. I mean, there were forward passes, missed knock-ons, missed, and a lot of them involved tries. The bunker was struggling. Players were nailed for head eyes, which were shoulder tackles. There was a penalty for a scrum feed from a very experienced referee in Gavin Badger. It was terrible to watch. Yeah. And very rarely do you get both coaches that complain after the game, but they both did. Knights coach Nathan Brown said, at the start of the year, they were letting things flow. Now they're looking for penalties. Why the change?
Exactly.
The control of that game last night was amateur-like.
Yeah. So there were so many instances that we could call out last night. Michael was there at the game. I watched on TV. You're pulling your hair out. But this comes from the Windsor Warrior. It's Reid the Mamolo, no try in the corner. He says, it doesn't say control in the rule book. Downward pressure is all that's required. There was no separation. We've seen 100 of those tries given. At least give us consistency. It was a try every other week. Another manic Monday coming up for Graham Annesley, Zorb.
Well, it's going to be the same old, though. I mean, he says a lot, but he doesn't act on it. I mean, the good things they've done, and let's give some credit, the crusher tackle, they've really clamped down on that, and I think that's good. Sometimes I think they happen in a game, and they've got to have the experience to understand when they happen and when they're deliberate. That's an issue they've got. That game last night, that was almost ruined. It would have been, Newcastle, the two tries that the second rower scored, Matautia, there was a doubt on both those because of incidences which happened in the lead-up to the try. There was a blatant knock-on in the first one, and in the second one, there was an injured player that could have been seriously injured right in front of the experienced referee, and he did nothing about it. Went on, scored the try.
Yeah, they had a shocker. And as you said, Zorba, not often coaches unite in their frustrations post-game, but that's exactly what happened last night in Newcastle.
Absolutely. And it's just not good enough. Guys, I reckon this shortened weekend, we've seen the end of St George Illawarra.
They're in trouble now, Zorba, aren't they?
They're in trouble now. Now, the Broncos will be in the same boat for mine, particularly if they lose today. If they win today, it gets them to 14 points. That's halfway where they need to be at the end of the competition proper. I'm just about ready to say they're gone anyway. Mm-hmm. But I've had a real good look this week. Now, out of the last 10 years, 6 out of 10 years, 28 points has been enough to get you in. The lowest that I could find was 24 points in 2007, and it was the Broncos that scraped in then on 24 points. I think it's going to be 28 again. And looking at the Storm are home and hosed, the Roosters are home and hosed, Rabbitohs and Raiders need to probably win next week and the week after, and they'll be there. The Seagulls got the toughest draw of the sides that are in the top eight at the moment, want to get there. They play the Storm twice and Parramatta twice. So they've got a tough draw, the Seagulls. Easiest draw on paper, the Penrith Panthers, who are now going to be on 16 points to get the 28. They need to win a few in a row, and they play at home in the next 3 weeks, the Titans, the Dragons, the Raiders. They go away to play the Bulldogs, which is like beating your mother-in-law in an arm wrestle, and then they play the Sharks at home. So they've got 4 out of the next 5 games at home. Watch for the Panthers to make a strong run at the top eight and could get there.
Well, they've already won 5 in a row, Michael and Pete, so they're on the charge now. Michael, you reckon they can make the eight?
Yeah, out of all the sides outside of the eight, they're the ones that I like the most, and I think Parramatta is Newcastle probably the most vulnerable. And as Zorba said, Manly have a really tough draw as well, but I've liked what I've seen from them to start the season.
Hey, so what about your Zappa? One game to complete round 16 this afternoon, Sharks versus Broncos, and of course, Wednesday night, the big one.
Yeah, it sure is. Look, I think the Sharks today are going to have too much experience and class for a very weakened Brisbane Broncos. This is just about one of the weakest sides I've seen them put on the field. Mm. Now, for them to fire today, they need Darius Boyd to play well and to lead well, and he just hasn't got the form this year. I think he's lucky to be in the side. I spoke about it last week and said that was he game to drop him? He needs to drop him on form, but I don't think he's going to go that far in his first season as coach there. They're going to rely on, I mean, what about their half 5-8 combination today? Sean O'Sullivan, rookie, Jake Turpin, a hooker, up against Sean Townsend and Chad Townsend and Sean Johnson. I mean, it should be a comprehensive win to the Sharks at home, but the Sharks haven't been as consistent as they should be with the roster they've got, but I still think they'll win today. Dreaming footballer in the NRL, I reckon Josh Dugan's lucky on form to be in the Sharks side, and discussions today that he feels as though he's in line, hopefully, for a test spot with Mal Meninga's side at the end of the year. I think he's dreaming. He's lucky to be in first grade. Mm.
All right, so what's your Zappa's all for this weekend?
My Zappa is the Sharks at the line, all up New South Wales at the line. Not massive collect, but good enough to get us a few dollars by Wednesday night.
Terrific, Pete. Good luck with the Zappa. They're on today's specials on the TAB website. You can check them up now. Thanks for joining us, Pete. We'll talk next week, hopefully.
Okay.
Blues win after the Origin. There's Peter Peters, always on the money. What about Darius Boyd, mate? He raised Darius Boyd's situation, and look, his form hasn't been good. I guess he's one of the most experienced players at the Broncos. He's their skipper. He's the guy, their go-to man when they're under pressure, and he's just not delivering.
Yeah, I don't think they could have dropped him this week, given all the outs and inexperience around that side. And but I thought it was the final play by Anthony Seibold last week when they moved Anthony Milford to fullback and Darius Boyd to the sixth jersey. Milford's injured now, so that experiment won't go ahead. So he might have bought a bit of time there, but there's no doubt he's horrifically out of form, Darius Boyd.